Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Être heureux, c'est plus ou moins ce qu'on cherche. J'aime rire, chanter, et je n'empêche pas les gens qui sont bien d'être joyeux. Pourtant, s'il est une samba sans tristesse, c'est un vin qui ne donne pas l'ivresse. Un vin qui ne donne pas l'ivresse. Non, ce n'est pas la samba que je veux. Faire une samba sans tristesse, c'est aimer une femme qui ne serait que belle. Ce sont les propres paroles de Vinicius de Moraes, poète et diplomate, auteur de cette chanson, et comme il le dit lui-même, le blanc le plus noir du Brésil. Moi qui suis peut-être le français le plus brésilien de France, j'aimerais vous parler de mon amour de la samba, comme un amoureux qui n'osant pas parler à celle qu'il aime, en parlerait à tous ceux qu'il rencontre. J'en connais que la chanson incommode, d'autres pour qui ce n'est rien qu'une mode, d'autres qui en profitent sans l'aimer. Moi je l'aime et j'ai parcouru le monde en cherchant ses racines. Vagabonde, aujourd'hui pour trouver les plus profondes, c'est la samba chanson qu'il faut chanter. Juan Gilberto, Carlos Lira, Dorival Caymmi, Antonio Carlos Jobim, Vinicius de Moraes, Baden Powell, qui a fait la musique de cette chanson et de tant d'autres. Vous avez mon salut. Ce soir, je voudrais boire jusqu'à l'ivresse, pour mieux délirer sur tous ceux que grâce à vous j'ai découvert et qui ont fait de la samba ce qu'elle est. Saraba, Peshinguin, Noël Rosa, Dolores Durand, Silvio Montero, tant d'autres. Et tous ceux qui viennent, Edu Lobo, et mes amis qui sont avec moi ce soir. Baden, bien sûr, Ico, Osvaldo, Vigi, Oscar, Nicolino, Milton, Saraba. Tous ceux-là qui font qu'il est un mot que plus jamais je ne pourrais prononcer sans frissonner. Un mot qui secoue tout un peuple en le faisant chanter. Les mains levées au ciel, samba. On m'a dit qu'elle venait de Bahia, qu'elle doit son rythme et sa poésie à des siècles de danse et de douleur. Mais quel que soit le sentiment qu'elle exprime, elle est blanche de formes et de rimes. Blanche de formes et de rimes, elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur. Mais quel que soit le sentiment qu'elle exprime, elle est blanche de formes et de rimes. Blanche de formes et de rimes, elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur. Mais quel que soit le sentiment qu'elle exprime, elle est blanche de formes et de rimes. Blanche de formes et de rimes, elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur. Elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur.
And welcome to another African Rhythms.
Elle est nègre, bien nègre.
Starting a little early this time, we got the sports coming up. Thunderbirds at 7 o'clock. I'm David Love Jones, and we've got special guests this week. Welcome back, the Mole of Soul.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm great.
I'm very casual tonight, Jones. Well, we didn't expect to get on at 20 minutes to 6 o'clock, but here we are.
Yeah, well, that way we've got about almost an hour and a half of wonderful music we're going to play. Bill's going to play some stuff from his monthly chart. He puts out Top 102 plus 2.
Top 103 plus 3, but...
Good guess.
You were close. Just things I picked up on the road that people have thrown away. Say hello to cousin Michael Ingram tonight, who's probably listening.
Brother Mike Ingram. Yeah, he'll be back next week, and Mike's busy doing the Seahawks game, so we say a big shout-out to him. And why don't we go into now Terry Callier, one of our favorite CDs of the year. And
the CD of the year.
Yeah, Timepiece, and this is a live track that's come out with the first single, African Violets on African Rhythms.
African violet, ain't you through dreaming yet? With all your roots so deep, how come you're still asleep? Afro-American, I tell you like a friend. Try to remember, my dear, we're only pilgrims here.
Heart is in Zimbabwe, 'cause my friends are there. Heart is in Zimbabwe, 'cause my
African violet sometimes dries away. So many dreams you keep, what, so many tears you weep. Afro-American, I tell you once again, African violet, you never will regret. When all these trials are done, you'll see the rise.
Up against the wall, girl. a slow running, slow moving, slow. I got a nose job.
This is a serious affair.
All day long, all
I think
night
I'm hooked, baby. Oh, what a shame.
Oh, what a shame if you leave with my mind. Leave with my head, baby.
Go on and do go your thing.
I said, baby,
and that's the OJs in 98. And certainly a quality song to behold, Bill.
Well, what can you say about the OJs? I mean, they are the group that everybody talks about. As a matter of fact, I heard somebody talking the other night. Oh, it was Casey and JoJo. And they were saying, well, we're just, all we want to do is just sound like the OJs. You know, I mean, that was the first thing out of his mouth.
Yeah, quality soul in 98. I mean, it's nice to see. It's nice to see talent from the past, masters of their craft, inspiring the young. There's no doubts.
Mm-hmm. And of course, they've got that new guy in the group, and that always inspires the older guys too. So
yeah, they seem to have that contemporary touch. There's no question on that new CD. And another fellow who's been around since the early 70s. And this is a CD you brought in tonight, Bill, Ronnie McNair.
That's right. And once again, you know, this is somebody that I had forgotten and that you had returned me onto, I guess, about 5 years ago. And then I went out and tried to find all his old albums. Ronnie McNair, as you were mentioning, I do put out a top 103 plus 3, soon to be on the internet, by the way. Mole of Soul. I knew I threw that at you because your face.
That's news to me.
I've never heard that before. Yeah, soon to be on the internet with the top 103 plus 3. And this is a thing that was released in England on that great label Expansion. Expansion Records, of course, owned by Richard Serling.
Yeah, from Manchester in the north.
Right, that's right.
That's right, then.
As a matter of fact, on the top 103 plus 3 this month in September, not only is Ronnie McNair at number 7 with Down in the Neighborhood that we're about to hear in Baby You're Wrong, but also there's another thing by Lyndon David Hall on Cool Tempo, and you're going to love this a little later. I'm going to give you something called You Summarize by a guy called Ola to play on Rugged Ram. Anyways, Ronnie McNair, Down in My Neighborhood.
On African Rhythms.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Plenty more shots, yeah. So attention as I drop by. While I'm laying in my cut, I see a black and white fly by. And then I hit another corner and I see it all. Damn, another little baby falls. Some gunshots done pop. Now I got to stop because every brother from the hood is wanted by the cops. What's going on? Like my man Marvin Gaye would say to my people in the hood, it's gotta be a better way.
Such a change.
101.9 FM. You're listening to African Rhythms. Mike and the Mole, David Love Jones and the Mole of Soul.
Let me hip you to the streets, Jim. Ain't nothing happening. Maybe some tomorrow's gone up in smoke. Raggedy preachers telling a joke to lonely, sunless old ladies' maids. Nothing happening. Nothing shaking, Jim. Oh, there's a slew of young cats riding that cold white horse. A gray old monkey on their back, of course, does rodeo tricks. No haps, baby. No haps. A worn-out pimp with a space-age conk setting up some fool for a game of tonk or poker or get 'em dead and alive. The streets? Climb in the streets like you're climbing the ass end of a lion. Then it's fine. It's a boogaloo and a shing-a-ling. It's African dreams on a buck and a wing and a prayer. That's the streets, baby. Nothing happening.
and that's a new talent. His name is Ali. Before that, Maya Angelou from a new compilation CD, and also Peggy Scott Adams from one of the finer CDs. Peggy Scott Adams from New Orleans.
And you know, if you're walking down the street and you see either myself or David and you want to buy six albums, just ask us, because Ali will be one of those albums. What a great album.
Yeah, that's nice.
Unbelievably, once again, unbelievably for we North Americans, a British kid, just like the next guy we're going to play, Lyndon David Hall. But, man, Ali has got it. Have you heard that?
Yeah, that's good.
There's a guy on LaFace, Corey somebody, Corey Glover.
Haven't heard that.
Yeah, Corey Glover and Ali sound quite a bit alike. But, I mean, it's the real thing, you know. Great album. And released, you don't have to pay big bucks for it, because it is released in North America on Polydor Wildcard.
Yeah, and Peggy Scott Adams, the track before the break, that's her second hit album in a row. It's big in the southern states, Bill.
That's right. I mean, Bill was the thing, of course, because of the risque material that she covered, right? That was the big hit from her last album, although there were better cuts on that album than Bill. Yeah, she's great. I mean, it's great. Isn't it wonderful to see somebody like Peggy Scott Adams, who really, so many, there are five great black soul blues singers in the South who aren't really making it, aren't making a lot of money. Isn't it nice to see somebody like Peggy Scott Adams having hits?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic, really, that stuff like that gets played on the radio, and I just wish it was more so nationally, and some of these shows were more national than just regional, and that's what we're all about, is trying to bring the music to the people.
Well, it's, you know, I'm an old man now, and it's my life.
Not so old.
It's my life ambition. Oh, yeah, when I read the newspaper, I go like this. I have to read through the bottom of my glasses.
he's exaggerating, ladies and gentlemen.
If people want to give us a call and say hello, we're going to be a little busy about a minute from now, but in a minute from now, we'll be able to answer the phones. What's the number again?
822-CITR, and let's bring them some more new music. A couple things. I mean, you've talked about already, the British soul singer Lyndon David Hall, as well as a CD that both of us, thanks to you, finally got a hold of. And this guy's from LA, but we had to go all the way to the UK to find this CD. And this guy is a talent to be reckoned with. His first CDs, folks, in 20 years. I guess his last one was vinyl, because there was no CDs then. But
yeah,
Jeffrey, what a talent, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Change places with no one around. To my love I'm bound. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody trying to live their lives, working for fortune and fame. Oh yeah, and if you reach the top, what have you got? Tell me how.
I just want that love back.
I want that love back.
Give me that. get nervous. I ain't gonna hit you. Uh-uh. I wanna talk. I wanna hear none of this.
Yeah, dare I say it, that's one of the top five CDs of the 90s.
Dare.
George Jackson, a songwriter, but not a whole lot of folks know about him as a vocalist. And credit to Black Grape for putting out that in England, even though he's an American soul vocalist. And the only thing released before that, I believe, was 7-inch singles, 45s. So, not somebody who's getting the credit he deserves.
No, and once again, part of the Mutual Admiration Society, I think I turned you on to that CD, but now you have played me a cut that I never listened to.
Yeah, so. No, that was a CD that we both got from England because of the difficulty of obtaining it.
That's right.
Credit to you for helping me get that one. I appreciate that.
But strangely enough, I never played that tune. You know, these are the things that come back. As a matter of fact, I was thinking at the end of the year, you know, for that top 103 plus 3 that I put out, at the end of the year, of doing maybe a 10-tune list of tunes that I've missed this year, haven't put on the chart.
Sure, there's always something.
Yes, yeah, I mean, like Jeffrey is one of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, for Underground Soul, it's very difficult to get some of the stuff. It's regional. There may be an underground soul artist in L.A., and he's not getting the distribution. People aren't finding out about it. In England and Japan, they seem to go the extra mile to find out about some of these CDs, and that's why sometimes you have to go all the way to England to get a copy of some of these CDs, because they've bought up the small run completely.
Yes, I guess you're right.
Yeah, all right, well, let's go on to another artist. Originally, he was in a band on Malico in the 80s, a duet called Mosley and Johnson. But I guess Stan Mosley's gone solo now.
And Stan Mosley's had a couple of, you know, like Peggy Scott Adams, Stan Mosley has had maybe two or three albums in a row that have sold quite a bit. And here he is on the front of the cover with his little Lhasa Apso. Man, that's a soul singer with a Lhasa Apso, ladies. I mean, what more do you want?
Whatever that is, folks.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a little Tibetan dog.
Oh, okay.
I wanna be the one that'll go through the fire. What you doing?
What you doing?
What you doing?
What you doing?
I
Coming up at the top of the hour, Skulls Hall Talk Radio with Brian.
Listening to African Rhythms, David Love Jones on CITR.
and we thought we'd play something from the past, the Five Stair Steps, because we wanted to sort of compare and contrast. We played a lot of modern tracks and the way and directions of soul music today, and that Ronnie McNair being an example. But unfortunately, Bill, as great as some of the modern stuff is, it lacks some of that panache of the old production from back in the day.
Well, that's what you hear in the Five Stair Steps. You know, I mean, not only were the Five Stair Steps possibly better than the Jacksons.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike was saying the same thing.
Oh, really? Know? Yeah. Well, Michael knows, you know.
Yeah.
But possibly not even, not only better than the Jacksons, but a group that never really made it with pop listeners like the Jacksons did. Now a legendary group. That album that you just played, I have, but I was never aware of that tune, ever.
Yeah, well, there's actually a couple of really nice tracks, and I found out about that one from the Japanese, and credit to them for reviving some of this music. They have a scene called Free Soul, and that fits into a free soul kind of a
so they've named it Free Soul, have they?
They have,
isn't that interesting? So is that sort of Latin stuff that would be called Free Soul, or...?
No, that's actually, it's mostly different kinds of soul music, but that particular track just happens to have a little bit of a Latin touch. You're listening to The Mole of Soul and David Love Jones. We're just going to be up until, we're going to be here until the top of the hour, and then here comes the Thunderbirds. Now, somebody in the funk vein, Bill, that's starting to cause a stir in the smooth jazz circles.
This isn't the Bugnon, is it?
The Bunyan himself.
Or the Bugnon, as we call it.
Alex Bunyan.
Alex Bugnon.
Let's bug out.
Thank you. Jazz, the place is roaring, all beautiful girls in there, one mad brunette at the bar drunk with her boys, one strange chick I remember from somewhere wearing a simple skirt with pockets, her hands in there, short haircut, slouched, talking to everybody. Up and down the stairs they come, the bartenders and the regular band of Jack and the heavenly drummer who looks up in the sky with blue eyes, with a beard. He's wailing beer caps of bottles and jamming at the cash register and everything is going to the beat. It's the beat generation, it's Bayat. It's the beat to keep. It's the beat of the heart. It's being beat and down in the world and like old-time lowdown and like in ancient civilizations, the slave boatmen rowing galleys to a beat and servants spinning pottery to a beat. The faces. There's no face to compare with Jack Mingers, who's up on the bandstand now with a colored trumpeter who outblows him wild and dizzy, but Jack's face overlooking all the heads and smoke. He has a face that looks like everybody you've ever known and seen on the street in your time. Sweet face. Hard to describe. Sad eyes, cruel lips, expectant gleam, swaying to the beat, tall, majestical. Waiting in front of the drugstore. A face like Hunky's in New York. Hunky, whom you'll see on Times Square, somnolent and alert.
Baltimore. Took a look at the mercury falling below. No time for a lady to be dragging her feathers around in the snow. Leaving her maid, she flew straight for the Tangipaho, where a two-timing blackbird met the divine Miss O. I'd like to rumple his plumage while at Baltimore. Oh, bird to
she sins to me.
Well, I guess that's it, isn't it, David? But
forgive yeah, that's about it for the shortened version of African Rhythms. If you were all tuning in, we started a little early, so we've got about an hour and a half in.
Now, hey, we can scare the engineer by going 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Okay, sorry.
No, those are the magic words.
Thanks for your understanding,
guys. Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah, all right, so that's
about
it. Enjoy
the game tonight, everybody.
Yeah, we're going to be back next week along with Mike Ingram. He'll be back. So I wish you all peace and love. We're listening to Larez Alexander. Before that, we heard a little bit of Jack Kerouac. And so until next show, peace and love.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located on East Mall between Brock Hall and Irving K. Barber. If you buy a bike from us, bring it back to us when you're done, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took good care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you. Yeah, you heard me right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs. For more information about our buyback policy, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
Who's it, huh?
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new.